This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A year later, I'm like, I like that guy.
Joe Mazzulla?
Yes.
He fits
the category there, too. Who else does? Gino Auriemma.
You didn't like Gino?
No, I didn't. Not at the beginning.
Why not?
I thought he was arrogant,
Well, he is.
Has a reason to be.
I kind of held it against him that he never tried to coach men.
Wow.
But, hey.
Still
could, stay in your lane.
It could happen, though. Looks good.
Yeah, I guess so. 888-957-9570 is the number. Do the Lakers scare you more with Doncic or when they used to have Anthony Davis?
Man.
Obviously, Doncic will be playing. 925 says AD's impact for the Mavs has kind of been like Jimmy's. They're 4-1 with him playing.
Yeah, I mean,
he can change the way a team looks, no doubt. Let's go to Sam in San Leandro. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Cool.
You guys are doing a great job, too. Great show.
Well, thank you.
I'm thinking to myself, you know, I see the Lakers and everything, and I'm thinking, you know, we used to be kind of scared of AD and LeBron. But to us and the Warriors, they seem, you know, if the Warriors play the game, they can handle them. But now we got Luka out there with Reeves. So that's what I think is going to be better for the Lakers. They're going to have more energy when LeBron goes and gets his rest. They're always going to have a superstar scorer in there with Reeves to facilitate and do his thing. So I think right now it's going to be a high-scoring game and even a high-scoring playoff series because people are just going to be running up and down the court. And I was going to say, a great interview with Sleepy Floyd, and I was thinking to myself, man, can you imagine Patrick Ewing transferred from North Carolina to Georgetown? What if he would have stayed at North Carolina? Because he was going to North Carolina, and he said he went to Georgetown instead because there was some stuff around. He was getting scared out there. But he was going to North Carolina, Patrick Ewing. So we would have never even heard about Georgetown if he would have stayed at Carolina because he was the intimidator for the whole Big East. He was the most impressive player that's ever played in college basketball.
Defensively.
I was hoping he would talk more about that. And so you guys are doing good.
Oh, thank you.
I think LeBron, you know, LeBron is the one. Do you think they're going to let little LeBronny come in the game and show off with Pops?
Well,
what do you guys think about that?
I'll tell you, Sam.
If we see Bronny, it's a blowout.
And
nothing against the kid.
Shasky and Spadoni brought up a nightmare scenario.
Which
I don't know if it's a nightmare for Spadoni.
Uh-oh.
He's right about the Ewing thing, by the way.
Ewing.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, he believed that there was a presence of KKK in North Carolina, and so he decided to go to Georgetown.
Wow.
Man, I know I would have.
Let me see, what was I going to say?
Damn.
And I forget.
Oh, about Spadoni and nightmare scenario with Bronny.
Yeah, they said nightmare scenario is Lakers blow out the Warriors, and in garbage time, Bronny makes a shot and does the night-night.
Oh, fuck! Nah.
Of course I could imagine that.
56.
Everybody's doing it.
Bronny's not that type, though. He wouldn't break that out.
LeBron is. Maybe yeah. LeBron breaks it out.
What if Luka does it?
LeBron got three L's against the chef in the finals, Don, in the biggest stage.
That's why he would maybe want to do it even more.
Night-night.
888-957-9570 is the number. Wow. Daunting two-game stretch for the Warriors tonight in L.A., tomorrow against the Nuggets. The other thing about the Nuggets is now they come in here tomorrow.
Well,
you expect them to be frisky.
No doubt, and fresh, like some Wonder Bread.
Exactly.
So,
and the Lakers haven't played for 2 days. They didn't play. They haven't played since Sunday.
Man.
So that's another reason why it's just not. That's why I'm calling it tricky.
Yeah. Shout out Run DMC. They had a great song, Stoney. It's tricky. But I'm trying to be selfish here with the math, because Fitz said this the last telecast. These next four games, obviously that Sunday being the fourth, we'll kind of know, the Warriors will know where they're at. But, Stoney, there's a piece of me that wants that answer by Sunday, but there's also that looming game of the Clippers, the last game of the season here. Do you think where we're at now, and it's like, dude, you're asking me to say something, I don't have the information, but I don't think we're going to know by Sunday if the Warriors can kind of say, okay, we got this game, we're locked into this. I think it's just an ongoing thing till when the games run out, maybe a game or so left, you'll kind of know where you're at, because right now it's so in flux.
No, you're right. I mean, after tonight, they play Denver, then they play Houston.
Damn.
And that's a tough stretch. And then the rest, they have four games left, but two of them are against, you know, you're going to have to respect the opponent. They go to Phoenix one of the times, and they play the Clippers here.
Mm.
And no, you're right. We don't know what that game's going to mean against the Clippers. It might not mean anything. But
if Clippers won another game.
Yeah, here's the way I look at it. If I'm a Warrior fan, I got to hang around. I got to try to get to 2-2 by Sunday, and that keeps you engaged in terms of staying in a top six.
All right, out of the box.
Like if they go,
says.
To me, if they go 2-2, well, if they
2-2
win one out of the next three, you know, I think they'll be, you know, 7-ish, but then they'll have four games to maybe jump back up. But again, you lose two out of three,
man,
or all three, then it's going to be a really hard slog in four games to jump back up to 5 or 6.
Yeah, and I'm up here, Stoney. I'm just mental gymnastics your boy's having right now. Help me. I remember Luka coming in here, I think it was earlier this season with Dallas, and they just smashed the Warriors. So I got to be careful. And it was the AD component to all this. He's had some games against the Warriors, and they've had some against him. But I am just ultra excited to see how LeBron utilizes him and vice versa against this Warrior team with Butler. Like, I don't think they have a size that, you know what I mean? AD used to be down there, and you can see Warrior players, including Steph. You know, Stoney, like, I want to shoot it, but I can't because he's looming. You don't have that there tonight in Jackson Hayes. I mean, he's not a stiff by any stretch playing good, but he's not Anthony Davis.
No, he's not, but he presents a whole different kind of challenge if you're the Golden State Warriors. I'll tell you what, on the other side, I do have some great news for the Warriors, and it's something you can take into the next two games, and I'll tell you what it is on the other side. But here's a question for Warrior fans. Who guards Luka tonight? Who guards Luka tonight if you're the Golden State Warriors? And then clearly, who guards LeBron James? 888-957-9570. As we set up the biggest back-to-back of the season.
I got my answer. I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay. And I almost feel like dropping the good news right now so people can take it into the break. But I'll wait till the other side. By the way, a couple other games of import tonight. One other game of import. Minnesota's at Brooklyn. Minnesota at Brooklyn tonight.
Yeah.
And then their next game's at Philly. So
Minnie's got to be feeling real good about themselves after that win, Stoney.
Yeah, you absolutely cannot You know, you cannot count on the Timberwolves losing, but I do think if you're the Warriors, you have to go into the next two games assuming that the Timberwolves might win the next two games, and then what does it do? 888-957-9570. Warriors in L.A. to take on the Lakers, and they've got Luka Doncic and LeBron James. It's the first meeting between the teams since the trade, since both trades. And who's guarding who tonight? 888-957-9570. And I will give you some real good news to take into that game tomorrow, tonight. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Jimmy Buckets!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the starting lineup the Warriors have been using. Curry, Pajemski, Moody, Butler, Draymond Green. That starting lineup is 12-0.
Ooh, undefeated.
That starting lineup is 12-0. Okay. So you got to start it, right? Or do you? All right, let me just go through this here. This is who they've been starting, the Lakers. Austin Reeves.
Baller.
Who guards him?
Steph.
Luka.
Evan, I'm giving Evan some love. I would put Butler on Luka.
Okay. LeBron.
Draymond.
Hachimura.
Oh, man.
Who's Pods guarding?
Wow.
You know, and I'm wondering if maybe Post starts tonight. I don't know. That's a very big team.
By the way, big. I thought they'd put Moody on Luka.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Instead of Butler?
Yeah. Void foul trouble. I mean, if one of them were to get in foul trouble, you'd wanted Moody over Butler. But
And obviously, a lot's going to be switched and in transition. You got to pick up guys. But
12-0, Stani, you can't
go away from it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to. And the Warriors, what do they do best? Go small, right? You got to see if it works.
I guess. You know, this is.
You don't want to overthink it.
The old Don Nelson, I know what he would have done here. He'd put Pajemski on Jackson Hayes.
Right.
And just beg Nelly. The Lakers to try to go to him.
Nelly.
Because that's wouldn't be really their identity. But 888-957-9570 is the number. The Lakers tonight. And let me ask you this, Goo. Butler getting to the Warriors and Doncic getting to the Lakers were the two monster moves at the trading deadline this this season.
All right.
And which one was better?
And you know it's Warriors on mine all day.
Right.
But it's Luka because of his age and because of what he's going to be and what they have in their possession after LeBron. I don't know what the Warriors have after Curry. And obviously, we don't want that ever to be, but that's the double entendre to me. The fact that you got Luka for the future as well, and you're a player, or you got a chance to get the chip this year. So to me, it's the birth certificate of the ramifications that Luka's going to be there forever. 10 more years, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, Luka Doncic is probably going to play longer than Anthony Davis. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I'll be honest with you about the whole Jimmy Butler to the Warriors, and everybody knows that their ages scare me. The big three's ages scare me, and I'm just concerned with what happens in the future. However, I mean, if this is Curry, and I don't expect him to play every game like the Memphis game, but if you're convinced Curry can still play at a high level, I mean, in a way, isn't your future set for the next 2 years at least?
And that's why your partner told you I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
I did that early. I was there.
No, I know. And what I'm wondering is, I'm letting next year alone, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know what's going to happen next year, but I do want to find out how good this team this year. 925. Wait, was Steiny's good news that the Warriors starting five can't cover the Lakers starters? No.
That they were 12-0, right?
This group of the Warriors starters is 12-0.
Yeah.
12-0. Curry, Pods, Moody, Butler, Green. That starting lineup is not lost yet.
And the newness of what you just mentioned, the trades, makes this showdown. Forget everything and the games that they've played in the past. We remember them. But you know what I mean, Stoddy?
Sure.
This is the first one.
This is Steve Kerr on, this is from Willard and Dibbs yesterday, what the Memphis win meant.
Right up there for sure. You know, we've had a handful of them that have been very gratifying, but that was as good as it gets. You know, on the road against a team that's really good but struggling a little bit and desperate, knowing they were going to come out and play with a lot of force. That was a big time win, and you know, now we got to get right back at it tomorrow against a team again that we're right next to in the standings and could face in the playoffs. You got to be ready for all of these games now.
All right, that's Steve Kerr, and the Warriors right now have seven games left.
Kid me?
How do you play it if you're Steve Kerr? Yeah, season ends next Sunday. Although I've always been confused because next Sunday is this Sunday. See what I'm saying? The next Sunday is actually this weekend, but that's not when the season finale is. It's the next Monday.
No, I'm kind of different. No, the Sunday coming up is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, "Goo, I want to kick it with you, come over for dinner next Sunday,"
right,
that'd be the Sunday after this one.
No, and you're right, and that's conventional linguistics.
Yeah.
But if I say, "Guru, when's the next Sunday?"
Well, a couple days.
Yeah, see, it's just a little confusing. That's all. Not a big deal. But let's go to Al in San Francisco.
Al.
Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thank you. I just want to say my starting lineup. Lakers are big and tall, and so is Denver tomorrow. So, you have to try to match up with them. So I would say Draymond Green, Guy Santos, Curry, Moody, and Butler for a starting five today against the Lakers. Guy Santos will match up better with Hachimura and Reeves than Browiski would. That's it. Bye.
Appreciate the call. So sure. He would take Pods out of the starting lineup and put Guy Santos in there.
Let's just stay there for a minute. How shocked would you be, scale of 1 to 10, if that did happen?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Because they are long.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
And Dre could go to the four, you know, which we know he prefers, and then Post would be your big.
And he also said Santos would guard Hachimura, which still leaves Jackson Hayes at five. Obviously, you could put Draymond Green on Jackson Hayes, but Jackson Hayes isn't much of an offensive player.
And you're being nice.
Then it would allow Draymond to roam.
And that's
or at least
Ronnie
to help.
Yeah.
And this is going to be an interesting one tonight.
Does it give you any confidence that they just played a team with a front line of a 7'3" player, 6'10". I mean, Memphis is pretty big, and they still started that starting five and won the game.
Yes, it should.
I mean, Butler was guarding Edie at some points early on in that game.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Lakers' big men, I think Denver's big players obviously are much different and better than the Memphis big men as a group. I'm not sure about the Lakers because, you know, you count LeBron as a power forward is Hachimura really going to play with LeBron and Jackson Hayes for long stretches? I don't know. But that's a great point, Evan, because the next, you know, Memphis had a big front line. The Lakers are big and Denver's big. And every Warrior fan knows that one of the concerns is, do they have enough size and athleticism?
Yeah, and I'll say this to Evan's point. Memphis, Jaren Jackson Jr. did them no favors getting in foul trouble, but they did, with the foul trouble included, run the Warriors down to have a four-point lead, you know? And I just think of that scenario to where if you gave Luka and LeBron that, if that's how it played out, is that where we talk about what Memphis is missing, the adult in the room, the grown-up? And now you're down four, and we saw Memphis go down there and just pee on themselves when they're trying to put the game further out of distance and couldn't do it. But, I mean, it's going to be exciting. But if you're 12-0 with that starting lineup and you're coming into the first matchup, Steiny, and it could be the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, you could be playing this team, the same team, in a seven-game series. I don't want to give them so much respect that we go away from what we do best the first time out.
It's a logical way of thinking. I mean, it's not, I don't know if there's a wrong answer here, but this is kind of where Kerr comes in. What does he see when they go up against the L.A. Lakers tonight? 888-957-9570 is the number. And I got to say,
give it to us.
I'm sorry. I owe you an apology.
I mean, I got like 10 things you could apologize for, but
all right,
which
now,
one in this?
Now you're not getting any.
No, go ahead.
Now you're not getting any apology.
Now, for what?
Okay, so I made a little fun of you in the beginning of the show about, you know, you feeling like you played.
And I lied.
And I obviously, you know, I obviously, you know, said you're not playing. But I do want to tell you that your boy's very excited.
And you have been. I've told Evan, you've been. Yes, Donnie, I get it, man. The excitement is not about my, because I don't play, but that's how much I'm anticipating this game, man. Just like I did for the Memphis game. And guess what? We're going to get it tomorrow. We're going to get it Sunday. And then the offs are here. So I'm all in. It's a party. Jump in, man.
Yeah. So you know my guy Harry, right?
He's been quiet lately.
No, he hasn't. He has not been quiet. I just haven't relayed his messages.
So to hell with Harry.
He actually's been listening, and he's been saying, "Matt, you haven't been listening to me." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I think you're too excited about this Warrior team." He said, I think you know.
Sipping the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Wow. You.
That's what I wanted to say. So I said, no, I'm not really excited about how far the Warriors are going to go or how far I think they can go, but I'm super excited about you're probably mistaking my Warriors excitement for true basketball excitement. I mean, this is so cool that the Warriors have turned their season around, yet we don't really know how good they are, just that they're better, and maybe by a lot. And so how does it all play out?
Yeah.
I mean, I
love it.
I wouldn't miss a game the rest of the season for anything at this point.
And as much as we haven't really bashed Memphis, but everybody's talking about what they're doing, and Ja didn't get suspended. Him and Buddy got a warning for the gunplay sign or what have you. But the bottom line is we came in and put respect on their name in regard to what they did. They put up some resistance, and that was a damn good game. What, 134, 125? That, when you guys were, like, there was 5 minutes left in the third, and I needed a shower. Like, we got a whole nother quarter. And, like, that's what – buckle up, Steiny. That's all I'm telling you.
The games feel longer now. They just do. They feel like
it's a challenge. A 10-point
lead doesn't really matter. The other team's going to make a run. If the Warriors get down, chances are this team will make a run. And – it's kind of just a matter of who's going to be ahead at the end, it feels like. The one thing the Warriors got to deal with, and they had to deal with it for the first time, I think, on Tuesday, Goo, is that was a big game. And the big three brought it home, and Pajemski and Moody were so-so, but they both made huge plays down the stretch. Willard and Dibbs asked Steve Kerr about the younger players and struggling on the road and what that may bode come playoff time.
I mean, it's definitely kind of been a thing for years in the NBA. You know, especially in playoff games, it seems like, the role players at home just seem to be a little more comfortable. I think when you go on the road, everything's going against you. The emotion of the crowd, all that stuff, the pressure, and that's when your stars really tend to take over. Saw that last night with Steph and Jimmy and Draymond. So it might be more related to just the fact that the stars are dominating and really taking over, and they're taking on more ownership than it is, the role players struggling.
Interesting. Interesting. I mean, there's no doubt on Tuesday there wasn't a lot of room for a fourth guy in terms of scoring the ball. I mean, they basically and that's why Draymond didn't. That's why I think they got away with Draymond's 1-for-7.
Yeah.
Is because with Curry at 50 and Butler at 25, or essentially that's what they are, those two guys scored like three guys. So they didn't really need a third scorer in that game. And they won't as long as Curry gets 50 a night. But I do think at some point, once things settle in, you're going to need Curry to get you above 25. I think you're going to need Butler to get you above 20. And then I still think you need another player who can get you 20.
Yeah, and that's why.
And who is it?
Yeah, well,
Warrior fans,
I don't know,
who is it?
Is he game time decision? I keep going to Kuminga. That's what he means to me, but he's got to go out there and hopefully he's available tonight. I don't know, Steiny.
Hold on.
Yeah. What happened? Evan's laughing,
yeah, and I'm not really sure why.
I looked up and saw him cackling.
He can't be the answer to everything.
The idea. People love that one.
Jonathan Kuminga, idea.
Do we know what his situation is? Game time?
I'll just tell you. Okay. I'll play what Steve Kerr said yesterday to Willard and Dibbs.
I think he's doing okay. We had a day off today, so we'll find out from our training staff tomorrow whether he's ready to go or not.
It sounded like you said like from what you said pregame last night. It sounded like you're leaning toward expecting him to play. Is that true?
Well, I'm hopeful, but I don't know at this point. It's really day to day.
Easy, Mark.
Well, I was going to say,
words in Steve's mouth.
It's like,
mouth.
Goose, how are your kids doing? I really don't know, but you're supposed to know. Steve was like, I'll find out when I get there. Like, wow. Man, I'm reading too much into it, Steiny. That was a...
I kind of thought the same thing.
He don't care.
I don't want to say that, but that's how it... Man. Boy.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Listen, how about this? This is... If he doesn't play tonight, I'll give you this. Then they'll need him tomorrow, at least some. Seriously. Yeah. Who's going to be the third scorer for the Golden State Warriors? Assuming Steph's not getting you over 30. Let's give Steph 28. Let's give Butler 22.
It could be Post.
I don't know that it can be him.
And Jackson Hayes is not clumsy out there. So I'm just, the blender area where we see centers go to die. He's got some foot speed, but We'll see.
People
Moody
are gonna,
or pods, man. Like,
well, people are going to hate this, but it's kind of where Buddy comes in.
Oh, I didn't even, man.
That's Buddy, where Buddy's 18 come in.
Man, Steiny.
If Buddy can get you 15 to 20,
man,
and do it pretty efficiently, he can be the third scorer.
Him.
It's clearly going to be somebody different.
But I'll tell you what, how about this?
Of the time.
Kerr, yeah. If you had to ask him, he would want it to be Buddy. Because that means that,
I would agree with that.
Man, Steiny,
I would agree with that.
This is the game for Buddy.
Ideally, but here's the thing about Buddy. He might shoot it well tonight, and maybe it's a big part of the win. What about the next night? Well, then the next night, maybe you need Moody to step up, or Pajemski to step up, or Kuminga to step up. Post to me is an interesting one because
he's going
to
let him go.
I think, though, if he starts hurting a team, he's an easy adjustment to make. Mm. Now, it'll open up other stuff, but I don't see Post being that guy unless the whole game plan is let him shoot, but that would be stupid.
Yeah,
because then you're letting him do one of the things that he super excels at.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brady in Oakland. Hey, Brady, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I want to hear you guys' opinion on this, on who the best three-point shooters are on our team, the Warriors. I think it goes Steph Curry, Quinn Post, and then Buddy Hield. Thank you guys for taking my call, man.
Curry's the best. We know that.
I'm going to put Buddy second. I got to put... Over the last 5 years, Evan, I got to put some... Who's shooting it better right now? Post would be second. But, Steiny, when it's all said and done, Buddy's got a... Buddy's second. It's 1, 2, 3. Post being the third.
I mean, believe it or not, of course, vintage me is... Well, like, what kind of three is it?
Oh, what?
I mean, I'll be honest with you right now.
Because Looney's hot.
But...
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. No, but seriously, I'm kind of looking at the Warriors, and yeah, who's the third scorer? I think it's going to be somebody different. But I'm telling you right now, if you're talking about an open three,
is
an open three right now, I might take Moody actually because I'm thinking of Moody shooting an open three. And it usually comes off ball movement where he's usually wide open. And if he's in the corner, I actually trust him. Fire. I trust him to make that shot in the corner if he's open. And you know what? He did. He did on Tuesday. So I get it. It was wide open. But, yeah, who?
But if your life depended on it.
Curry. Well,
no, outside of him, it's Buddy Hield.
No, Curry.
When I see Buddy get his feet together and there's nobody there, Steiny, even though it's been up and down a roller coaster, I have not yet pulled the plug on that's going in. Almost, I'm going to take heat for this. It feels like when Klay Thompson would be wide open when he was in his... That's how I feel about Buddy, and I'm disappointed a lot when he doesn't make him. But when he's open, Steiny,
no doubt.
It's like, damn, this dude can shoot it.
Hey, guys, would you like to know who shoots the best from three-point range
to start
on wide-open threes? 6 feet or more between the shooter and the defender. That's what qualifies as a wide-open three.
I'm going Buddy.
For the season.
Okay, Curry and then Buddy, Evan.
I would say...
Curry's fifth.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say Curry. He's always hounded. There's always somebody 6 feet close to him.
Then you might be right if you're Moody.
No,
I'm not guessing.
Like, overall, I mean, Curry actually gets three wide open threes per game. That's as many as Buddy and slightly less than Post.
I would say Post.
Well, winner's technically Kevon Looney. But after him,
right.
It's Moses Moody,
man,
Buddy Hield, and Quentin Post.
Man, wow. How about Pods? Do you have the percentages there? Like, what's Pod shooting when he gets...
Yeah, they're a little skewed because Pods had that awful start to begin the season.
Okay. We'll bump him up 3 points.
Well, I can just go until the deadline if you give me a minute.
All right.
Pods had an awful start, and he rebounded.
Yeah, he did. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors Lakers tonight.
TNT.
LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Still not
Curry good. And Butler and Draymond Green. Woo! Guys, Warrior fans, this is what we were hoping for. We were hoping for action, and we got action.
Yes, we do.
Who do you need to emerge outside the big three? 888-957-9570. That segment was sponsored by, oh boy. I know, but I'm looking at the clock. God, Steiny.
Just go to break.
Well,
that's about quarter.
I don't want the boss coming in and saying, you know.
Well, he never has.
You imbecile. Thank you. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Who's got to step up outside the big three? That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source, and all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source.
Guys, there's nothing better than feeling good in your clothes and in your skin. And your boy is. And I have Abundant Life Weight Loss to thank for that. Recently, I just wanted to lose weight and feel more energized. So I called my friends over at Abundant Life Weight Loss and got started on their program. And just a few months in, I'm down 22 pounds and almost to my goal of 30. And the best part, again, it's been so easy. I actually wish I would have called Abundant Life sooner. And maybe you tried weight loss injections. With Abundant Life, there is a better way to lose weight. No weekly injections or no stomach issues. The doctor-developed program will help you lose up to 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 8 weeks for less money. And you'll keep the weight off for good. And this is where you want to go. If I can do it, so can you. Join me and call Abundant Life today and get started on their life-changing program. Their phone number, area code 925-854-5140, or visit AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com and tell them your boy Guru sent you.